Yo, what's going on? This is your man, Ryan Righteous, the Independent Artist Spotlight. Y'all, I'm sitting down today with Ak Rizzos. He's in the building, man. Detroit, stand up. Make some noise for your boy. Hey, we're going to get all into this this conversation, man, about influence of Yahweh, all of the things he's doing on social media, man, the music he's putting out, the fact that he's a pastor. He just let me know that. So we're going to get into the full story. This is your man, Ryan Righteous, the Independent Artist Spotlight. Let's get into it.
Okay. Indie Artist Spotlight. Okay. Making sure you shine bright. Okay. Ryan Righteous, that's right. Okay. Track stars too hype. Okay.
Okay. Amen.
Hey, what's going on with you, Ak?
What's going on?
Man, I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
All right. I've been waiting for this moment, this interview, man.
Hey, all man. All day. Me as well, man. Me as well. So, all the way from Detroit, bro. How long you been making music?
Like I said in the songs, 9 years old. In my head. I'm making songs up in my head. I write them in my head, memorize them, then put them on paper.
So, when did you first get serious about the music?
I was 17, 18 years old.
Okay.
I wrote my first rap. But I didn't get serious until I got... late 20s.
Okay. Yeah, that's usually when it takes place for most of us, man. When it comes to the music, bro, like, I know you started off doing music outside of the word of God, man. Talk about what that transition was like for you.
But I was doing reality. It's called Street Conscience.
Yeah.
But I was talking about my real, when I was living that thug life, I'd be real. In and out of jail.
Yeah.
In and out of prison. I was raised in California too. I was raised there for 20 years.
Okay.
Crips, the Bloods, the from LA to Riverside. Mm-hmm. So it played a role in my sound and in my lifestyle. And mm-hmm. I came back to Detroit because I wanted the Detroit sound and Detroit atmosphere. Because mm-hmm. LA was a big market. It's too many fish and sharks in the sea. Yeah. So I just came so much smaller so I could have the hometown sound and home and a real gutter feel, you know, for the music.
Yeah, man, I get that. Cause that makes sense. I see that you pay homage to LA on your social media.
Yeah.
So I figured you had connections there. I just didn't know what it was.
Yeah, my kids still out there, grandkids, aunties, okay. Brothers, sisters.
Okay.
They out there, man.
That's what's up, so, bro. That's what's up. And so for you, man, talk about the Eternity Project, man. Talk about Never Stop. How did all that come together?
Eternity, those songs, the truth, man, those songs have been written in my 20s.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? I recorded them in my 30s and early 40s.
Wow.
When I became ordained, uh-huh. I like, oh man, God, what am I gonna do with all these hood gangster records? I'll be real with you. Because when I got ordained 7, 8 years ago, I said, man, what am I gonna do with these records? I wanna throw them away before it's not a toilet. It's like he gave me a feeling, like, okay, just put them out and set the tone for the, Yahweh.
Yeah.
Influence of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like set the tone, set it up for that. Because that album was no cussing, no nothing.
Yeah.
It's all revolutionary, spiritual, poetry, philosophy. It's a total day and night.
It is.
Matter of fact, I'll be real with you. I told my little brothers, this is my last song, y'all. I'm finna do this for God now.
Wow.
Finna do this for God.
Amen.
And I had to think of something to come up with. I said, first it was influencer. Then I said, I can't just talk about myself. That ain't right. It's all about God now.
Amen.
So I said,
influencer,
Yahweh. And that's how I came about.
I love that, man.
The whole album going to be on revolutionary spiritual poetry.
Okay. Poetry, I love the fact.
Prophecy, everything.
Yeah, I love the fact that you still have the other projects discoverable, right? Because then it opens up the door for conversation. You know, it opens up the door to conversation for non-believers, opens up the door to conversation with believers. And then also it talks about a real transformation, man. Talk about what it was like for you giving your life to Christ.
I was my father's a preacher too. He's a preacher.
Okay. Oh, PK.
So I was raised in the church. We was raised up in it. And I was raised in hip hop music. To my first love is the ministry. Then it's hip hop.
Okay.
So I just influence. You can hear the influence of how the song came out. Hip hop, ministry, and revolution. But what changed my life? Mm-hmm. I got locked up in West Virginia.
Mm.
I caught a case in Macomb County, and I had another case in Wayne County. Mm. Three different cases, dope and drug cases.
Oh man!
They tried to give me 20 years, Oakland, 17 in Wayne County. And they gave me 6 months time served in West Virginia because all I had was money and scale, no dope. I never had dope on me. It was just money and scale, money and paraphernalia. So they gave me. I saw a Mexican in one of the cells in West Virginia. He said, "Where you get that book from?" It was a Bible. Breaking all the scriptures down, the verses. He said, "Man, it's a school you go to called Rock of Ages." He said, "You want to sign up for it?" I said, "Yeah, I signed up." I thought it'd be like a 6 month, 9 month thing. I ain't know it'd be a 3 year course. So I signed up for a 3 year course, Rock of Ages Ministries in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Okay.
So when I finished that, I did 3 more years at the Male Academy out here in Detroit under Bishop Shears and Dr. Perkins. That's who ordained me, Dr. Perkins, 7 years ago. I went in prison as a drug dealer and came out a minister.
Wow.
The county jail as a minister. God said, "Nope, I got other plans for you." Because I should have had life.
Mm.
But I ended up, I'll be real, I flushed everything down. I flushed $200,000 worth of dope down the toilet.
Wow.
And I said, "This is it, I'm done." I said, "I got to get real with God." He kept me out of all these cases, man. I had three cases.
Now,
what saved me was the Bible college, and I had a job.
Mm-hmm.
That's what saved me. They said, bring all your grades, books, transcripts, letter from the job, check stubs, because they're going to give me 17 years.
Wow.
I said, I can't go to jail. I'm working. I'm still in school. I'm a minister. Yeah. I have my suit on, paid lawyer. Yeah. He said, "Well, they gave me another chance, man. Gave me 3 years probation."
Amen.
3 years probation. And I ran with it. I got it. I've been working at this job for 7 years straight.
Yeah.
Doing my study. I got a library over here, man. I got all my diploma degrees all on the wall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. And I started preaching at 21, but I kept going in and out, man. Running with the Crips. In and out the studio. God said, "Nope, enough is enough." And that's what influence of Yahweh is really kicking off the whole movement.
That is amazing.
God led me. God wrote them lyrics for me. The Spirit led me.
That is amazing, man. Like, it's one thing to beat a charge, right? But it's another thing to beat three. You know what I mean? It shows you that God definitely outlined the purpose that he has for your life, you know?
Yeah, because I was done with music. I said, "Man, I'm done with this music." All of a sudden, boom, he come in full of Yahweh. I say, "You know what? I got something to say. I got something to say for the Lord."
Yeah.
All the youngsters too, man. Let them know.
Yeah.
The streets are not all what it's caped up to be. The real people that's in the dope game in the streets, we want to get out of it.
Really?
We want to get out, and I got out of it. So thank God I got out of it.
Yeah. Was it hard to put down that life with the relationships that you had built, the camaraderie, and just even the lifestyle that you were living? Was that hard?
No, because I lost my girl and two my friends. They dropped dead right in front of me.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that.
That I ain't never seen nothing like that before in my life, man. She dropped dead, then he dropped dead the next day. Both of them was my main supplies.
Wow.
So
pass away from?
They OD from heroin. They're both from West Virginia. So that really did it for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I ran back. I literally ran to the church. Boom, down the hallway. Bam, right to the altar. And that was it.
Amen. So talk about like how did you get away from the influenced upbringing from your dad being a pastor? Was it just like running away from the church because it was more cliche than it was helping you?
We moved back to Detroit. I say 8-7 years before him.
Okay.
He followed us like we knew he was. Now he lived. I'm glad he is out here too. He deep, pop deep. I just couldn't let go of that street life, man. I don't know what it is, but I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm done because I got cases in California too, man. I get another case, I'm going for life. I don't mind sitting down working. I enjoy street lights and grass. You enjoy the simple things in life. No, you could have been going for life.
Yeah.
But God did that, man. God did it all for me.
Yeah.
He said, I got other plans for you. And that's what that's what it is.
Yeah.
I got 30 sermons, bro. God bless me with 30 sermons.
That's good. That's
30
good.
Sermons ready to go.
That's good. That's good. What do you think it is about the street life that magnetizes our young men to it? Like, what is it about that lifestyle where they just like, I gotta have a taste and I'll die in it. I'll watch my friends die in it. I'll, you know, go to jail and serve time for it, but I still don't want to get out. Like, what is it about that lifestyle that just magnetizes and draws them in?
I think it's the true issue, the Hollywood movie world and these rappers. They make it look glamorous, but when it's really not, a lot of these boys are not dear life, what they make it out of. You know, so we got Big Meechie out here doing parties. He made it out. He doing popular stuff now, that's good. Influence for the young people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people make it out, like Master P's, a lot of them turn to God and do positive things with it. Some of them don't.
Yeah.
And then they think the girls, they think it's glamorized. They think the girls want all the dope boys too, but that ain't the truth all the time either. Some girls want some Malcolm X's, some Martin Luther King's, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So talk about like the music, man. Like, how has that been transformative to the people around you? Like, they see the old you, they see the new you, and now they're getting the music to go along with the message and the messenger. Well, how's that been for transformation?
A lot of people didn't believe because we've been doing it for so long. This is my fifth studio album that's going to come out.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah. So a lot of people just like, well, what is he doing? Y'all don't understand. It's more a spiritual journey too. It's not just flesh.
Yeah.
It's a spirit. God gave me a vision years ago.
Yeah.
To say, you're going to do music. You're going to do ministry. Now, It's all about giving it. I got to give everything to him now. Him, God, Christ, the Holy Spirit. And it's like, it's almost like a prophecy, man. It's almost like a prophecy. He gave me a vision at 17, at 9 years old, 17 in California. Mm-hmm. To come back home, start this label, and boom, here it is. 20 something years later, I started the label in, I think, early 2000s. Yeah.
Wow.
2002.
Wow.
I dropped my first album with a group. I was in a group. I broke away from the group, too much chaos, and did my solo album.
Wow.
In 2004.
Man, I love that. I love that. I love hearing that, bro. That's amazing. So, fifth studio album. What can we expect from this album that's been different from the other songs? I know this is all Christian, right? Lyrics are Christian. Yeah. But where is your heart coming from in this new project that you kind of want us to gravitate to?
I want to get glory to God. Let all the youngsters know, every race, every age, color, and all that. God in Christ is really real.
Oh yeah.
Some people say they want to see it. They want to see stuff, but I think Christ came down here to show us the invisible God, the perfect representation of the invisible God. Some people want to see to believe sometimes, but I want to come to show them that once again. He's real. You a testimony. Yeah. I'm a testimony. Yeah. He's still prophesying. He's still right, raising up people. He raised up Messianic nations. He's still doing the same thing he was doing back in Moses' day.
Yeah.
I want to show through that album, man. All this, that God did it. Not me, my brother, or the hood, nobody. God did this one.
Who are some of the influencers in hip-hop that have influenced your sound?
Ron DMC. Was my first influences. That's when I really wanted to become a rapper. When I heard Ron DMC, I was like, wait a minute. I like this. I want to do this one day. I didn't think I was going to ever do it. I really think I was going to ever do it one day. So, KRS-One, mm-hmm. Chuck D. I like a lot of revolutionaries, man. A lot of revolutionary rappers. Nas.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's a good list.
Scarface, yeah.
Scarface, that's a good one. Yeah. It's funny because I heard a little Scarface influence when I was listening to Influencer Yahweh. Definitely heard that in there as well. And so what are some things that you're looking to accomplish in your career? Like, are you looking, I know you're your own label now, right? But are you looking to do an imprint deal, sign with a major? Are you looking to just kind of go around and, you know, do shows and do tours? Or are you trying to like keep it in the church and where you are right now?
Yeah, I definitely want to do shows.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, if the right deal come along, I would do it, but you gotta be careful with them deals too.
You do.
You know?
You do.
Cause,
you do.
But show's the main thing though. Connect with the people.
Absolutely.
Right there with the people.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a good look. That's a good look, man. I'm glad to hear you say that, man. That's refreshing. That's really refreshing. So
I would love to see that song reach the masses.
Okay.
I think it needs to, because there's so much junk out here right now in these streets. I mean, this music.
Yeah. Are you a big listener of Christian music, like from gospel to Christian hip hop?
Yeah.
Okay.
We get a lot of them out here, boy. Yeah, we got a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them. You know, Detroit got them too.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I get a lot of artists coming to me from Detroit. A lot of artists from Detroit. And so talk about like the scene there. Like, how is the reception for you guys in Detroit? Like, I know, you know, it's pretty much, you know, a dangerous city, just like anywhere else, like Atlanta, like Chicago. What's the reception like for Christian artists coming out?
A lot of Detroit is cut though. It's good.
Yeah.
And it's every man for himself. They don't work together. Yeah. They do not work together out here to save your life. I gotta be real. It's every man for himself. And I think Influencer Yahweh gonna, I believe it's gonna break some barriers.
It's gonna break barriers. That's what's up.
For the Christians. It's made for the Christians. It's made for God's people.
Yeah.
It's literally made for them.
Yeah.
If the world wanted, y'all want to take it to get baptized in it, y'all can. But I made it for the spirit world.
Amen. And, you know,
so I don't know how the world going to take it, but right now it's like 12,000 views on YouTube so far.
Oh, wow. So it's
doing,
that's great.
It's
that's
doing
great.
Good on YouTube. It's
that's
doing
great.
Good.
That's great.
So that's,
who does,
that's a good sign, man.
Who did production for your projects?
I got Ghetto Black, Mo Beats, and POG, and myself.
Okay.
Four different producers. But Ghetto Black, like the main, Ghetto Black is the main producer.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, we got Ghetto Black. Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, talk about your name, Ax Rizzos. How'd you come up with that?
Ax Rizzos came from, once again, Southern California.
Yeah.
He came from USA, called Unique Silent Activity.
Okay.
Then I took it on for action. Then it went to action to act right.
Okay.
Ax Rizzos, Pig Latin for act right. Act right. So I'm literally acting right now.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I'm living my name, act right. My whole family called me act right. Mama, daddy, everybody.
Oh, that's what's up.
I just did Ax Rizzos and Pig Latin. Like Ax Jeezy and Deezy.
Yeah.
Act right, Ax Rizzos or Ax Reezy.
Got it.
It's really act right. It means act right.
Okay. I love that, man. I love that.
I'm acting
man.
Right.
That's exciting. Yeah, I'm glad to hear this is going well for you, bro. Like, what are some things that we can do to support you? Like, what are some things that the audience and people listening can do to support?
say share the song, download it. Okay. Go hit it, spread it.
Yeah.
Because the mission, I'm setting some shows up now.
Okay.
That's I got the up. Club Blue down. It's Club Blue downtown. Said I could come down and promote it.
Okay, that's what's up.
I think it's every Sunday over mic.
Okay.
So I got to shake back with them too.
Okay, that's what's up.
I got the business, huh?
I said, that's what's up.
Yeah, I gave all of them a business card. I got my business card. I gave all of them a card from the DJ to the owner to the manager.
Okay, okay.
So that's I got to shake with them. Start spreading the word, man.
Yeah.
Because I'm a preacher. See, a lot of people don't know. They think I'm just a rapper. I'm a preacher, though. Okay. That's what's going to be really dangerous. The world better get ready.
Yeah.
Preaching one thing, but that word is going to come. I'm coming with the word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The gospel, all of it. That's what it's really about, man. The music is something like a stepping stone, a screen to get all the youngsters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a lot of youngsters love this hip-hop, and they're going to see that. Wait a minute. He cool like us. They're going to make it cool. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's it. Now, guess what, y'all? Boom. Here we go. Mm-hmm. With the gospel.
That's what's up.
Matter of fact, I got a song called The Gospel.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Got a song called The Gospel. And another called Bread of Life. Mm-hmm. One called Revolutionize. It's another called Creator of the Making. I need to send y'all Creator of the Making deep, bro. I'm going to send you that.
Okay. All right.
You got to check that out. It's already on YouTube, but I'm gonna put it on the app.
Okay. Okay.
It's called Creator of the Making.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell everybody how they can find you, how they can support you, your social media handles, and what to look out for next.
You go to YouTube. All you gotta put my name in any social media platform.
Okay.
At Rizzles. Okay. ACTRIZZOS.
Okay.
Spotify, wherever you go, everything gonna pop up.
Dope.
Deezer, Amazon, YouTube, Google.
Okay.
And Google already do reports. They do good reports on us too, on Google.
Yeah. That's what's up, bro. Well, thank you so much for sitting down, doing the Independent Artist Spotlight with me. Definitely good to catch up with you and hear about this project, man, and all the good things you got going on. Thank you so much for all that you do, bro. Thank you for, you putting the city of Detroit on your back. And for all the things that God has planned for you, man, we're praying for you. All right, well, you heard it first, man. The Independent Artist Spotlight. Ak Rizzo's in the building, man. So you got some really good information about his past life, his current life, what God is doing in his life right now. And the music is off the shelf, man. So go check it out. This is your man, Ryan Righteous, the Independent Artist Spotlight. And we out. Peace.